This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
I'm not saying that like I'm a foot person, but Rachel McAdams has some nice feet. I'm just pointing that out.
I've never Googled name and then feet.
I didn't. It just showed up in the Google search of all the pictures of her.
And so, then you clicked on it?
No, I just was scrolling through and I was like, those are cute toes.
Okay.
All right. It is time for Pimp, Punk, and Troll, everybody. We go around and find the best, the worst, and the best at being the worst throughout the entire week. Who was great? Who was awesome? Who sucked? All right. Kevin, would you like to start this week?
Yes.
Well, go ahead
then. All right.
I felt like that was going to be a troll job.
Yeah, no, I really did too. My pimp of the week is the Cincinnati Cyclones. Right. So what they're doing is truly incredible. Now, their January 27th game against the Fort Wayne Comets, this is an ECHL hockey team, they're not just going to celebrate Mighty Ducks night. They're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Mighty Ducks by wearing a different one of their tweaked up jerseys in every single period.
Wow.
So first period, old school.
The green one with the old Ducks.
The Minnesota one. Second period, Team USA.
Nice.
And then third period, what would essentially become the Anaheim Mighty Ducks first logo that they wore in their prep team. So they could win for whatever reason.
I got a question real quick. Do hockey players typically, when they go in between periods, do they go change jerseys? Or do they go take their pads off?
Oh.
Like, is that a... I'm wondering, like...
Maybe the goalie would? Or does that take too long?
Get a break and go pee or something? I don't know.
Sounds like a question for Frank.
Frank?
By the way... He will make his triumphant return at Peace-a-thon.
Maybe.
I'll believe it when I see
wow.
it.
Me too. Good luck, Frank.
My punk of the week is Fabricio Werdum. Now, Fabricio Werdum is a former UFC heavyweight champion.
And also makes that air freshener and spray.
Not Fabrice Werdum. I think you're going to like this one. So, about a month ago, there's this fighter by the name of Colby Covington. He won a fight in Brazil, knocked out a Brazilian, and then ran down how much Brazil sucks. And, like, needless to say, the people in the crowd lost their freaking mind. Well, they're prepping for a fight in Australia. Fabricio Werdum was there, and up walks Colby Covington. So Fabricio Werdum assaults him.
What?
With a boomerang.
Did he just have a boomerang just laying around?
I think he was carrying it in his boomerang satchel? I don't know. I did a poor job researching. I'll look into that. But yes, Fabricio Werdum, former UFC heavyweight champion, is up on assault charges for throwing a boomerang at Colby Covington.
Now, did it get him when he threw it or on its way back?
Oh my God. I think he threw it.
Okay.
And it did. I don't think it actually boomeranged.
Is that like he ducked and then he's like, ha ha ha, you missed me. And then it came back and hit him in the back of the head.
I do not believe that
is
accurate.
Isn't that how all boomerangs hit people, though?
I mean, I used to assume that.
Okay.
So then my troll of the week is Stacey Dales. Now, Stacey Dales is a reporter for the NFL Network. The other night she tweeted out, I know it's early, but early happened to him. Lonzo Ball is the most overhyped player I've ever seen. May he catch his stride. So somebody tweeted back, stick to football, please. So she responded, I played basketball for more than 25 years. I was in the WNBA. I played in the Olympics. I'm a two-time first-team All-American out of Oklahoma where they retired my jersey. Why don't you stick to remaining silent? Damn!
Wow.
She dunked on that fool.
That was
literally.
That was a pretty impressive response right wow. there. So, yes.
Was there a part of you that wanted somebody to reply back? WNBA.
No.
Okay. Me either, man, because I respect women.
Just because. I mean, never mind. That's an issue for another day. But I really appreciated how she just, like, let that guy have it. So, she is my troll of the week.
Colby?
My pimp of the week is pretty simple.
when you can go on an angry tirade because you're the guy that's in charge has made you mad and you're able to fire shots at other people while you're doing it, you're my pimp of the week. Jerry Jones for calling Bob Kraft a pee in the middle of his angry, I'm going to get you, Roger Goodell.
Oh, yeah.
That is awesome. Just to fire a random shot at somebody else, you are my pimp of the week.
As he is going full force threat mode, he takes a shot at somebody else. That's awesome.
That's another thing. I know this was like at the very beginning of the show. As somebody in media, I would be so sad, especially in the Metroplex, if Jerry Jones wasn't the owner of this team anymore. Like, it would be cripplingly sad not to be able to deconstruct the sometimes epicness, sometimes nonsense that comes from him. I love it every single week. And by the way, whenever you watch SportsCenter or listen to the other shows in sports radio in the Metroplex on Tuesday and Friday, guess where their stories come? They come from the fan. They come from Sean and RJ and then G-Bag every single week.
Punk of the week is Nova Scotia. Scotia? We'll go with Scotia. Anyway, they rejected Lauren Grabber's license plate, even though it's been on his family's vehicles for 27 years. It just says Grabber.
Oh.
And he's filed a grievance for that because they're taking away his license plate. He can no longer have it. They have said no, it cannot be done, even though he's pointed out that, hey, well, while you're regulating this, why don't you go ahead and change the name of some of the places in Canada? Like, I don't know, there's a place called Dido, except it has an L in it.
Oh, no.
There's also a town called Crotch Lake. Why don't you change that? Crotch Lake. And he put that in his note, to which they said, yeah, but we're still not going to allow you to have Grabber as your vanity plate.
Man.
He's had this on his vehicle for 27 years. Let the man have his Grabber. And finally, my troll of the week is authorities in Frankfurt. A German driver had returned his car to find it missing from a parking lot. This was 20 years ago.
Oh.
Police drove the 76-year-old man, he was 56 at the time, to be reunited with his Volkswagen yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the same parking lot that he lost it in. Just know they were going to demolish the parking lot, the parking structure, and there's like, what's this car doing here? And they looked it up. Oh, well, this guy said it was reported stolen or lost.
It's there.
It's there. It was in the place where he reported it being stolen or lost from. So nobody looked for this car.
Idiot. So who's the troll here?
It's the police department because he's, okay, he's 56.
I think the car is the troll here.
Maybe. So he's like, hey, yeah, it was in this parking lot, guys. And they're like, okay, we'll look for it. It was in the parking lot. And he couldn't find it. Yeah, that was bad on him. But nobody in the police tried?
Right.
To even look in the parking lot? It no longer runs and has to be scrapped now because it's been sitting there for 20 years.
Yeah, whatever gasoline was in there rotted right through the pipes.
So they are my troll of the week.
My pimp of the week is Riley Walsh. And I'll explain a little more about Riley Walsh's reason. He has a broken foot. And he's fighting through it right now. He's a sixth grader in my neighborhood. Seventh grader in my neighborhood. So I'm going to move on to my punk of the week. My punk of the week is the guy who broke his foot.
Oh.
The guy who broke his foot is unknown because Riley was riding his bicycle to school. No. To school in the morning. A guy ran him over in an intersection and didn't even, he stopped for about a second. Looked and drove off.
Wow.
This kid's laying in the middle of the street, in the middle of the intersection, bleeding from his arms, from his head, has a broken foot, and the guy didn't. It's a freaking kid.
Right.
And you didn't have the balls to turn around and go help the kid out that you hit because you got to get to work or something? Come on, dude. Nobody knows who it is, and he couldn't identify the car either. So I hope whatever happens to that guy that he gets his due. Because that's just terrible, man.
That's pretty sorry.
My troll of the week is the U.S. Navy.
Oh, no.
What?
And Colby, I don't know you. I think you may actually have this in news and notes later on this evening.
Okay.
the U.S. Navy airplane guy decided he was going to drop penis in the sky.
Yes.
With some chemtrail. As he was flying a Boeing EA-18G Growler. He is flying around, and he decided, you know what would be kind of cool? And draw a ding-dong in the sky. Out there over Okanogan County in western U.S. state of Washington.
The thing is, they could have been like, no, that's just a badly drawn airplane.
Yeah, it did look kind of like a bad airplane. But nope. The Navy said, from a Navy standpoint, we do hold our crew to the highest standards, and this is absolutely unacceptable. It has zero training value, and the air crew is being held accountable. Now, Kevin, guys, this is also one of those situations where you're like, come on, we pay a lot. We just signed like a $700 bill for military purposes. Right. This is what we're goofing off doing. Couldn't we use some money for something else? I understand defense is important, but
$700 didn't really want to do it.
$700 billion.
Oh, okay.
Well, that should probably get the job done.
No, it won't get the job done.
I mean, look at all the extra money. They now can draw penises in the air.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, Parker?
Yeah, so real quick, a mini pimp that I just found. You guys remember when we talked about the Auburn and Alabama fans last night?
Yes.
Yep. One of them got shot, and I said I bet it was the Auburn fan that got shot.
Yes.
I was right. But the Alabama fan, I guess, went to court today. Went before Judge Bob Sherling, who's an Auburn grad, and was drinking whatever it was he was drinking up there in full display out of an Auburn cup. So that's going to be a fun court proceeding for him.
He going to lose.
My actual pimp, though, is Jaylen Brown, who I don't know if y'all saw the story of him playing last night the day after his best friend from high school passed away tragically.
Yeah.
It's very similar to the Isaiah Thomas thing last year with his sister. Yeah. They weren't sure if he was going to be able to come out and play. He did, and he ended up playing really well. I want to say went off for about 23-8, I think, was his line at the end of the night. He's my pimp for going out there and being able to use basketball to get past a tragic experience in his life. My punk is Kevin Durant, who we now know why he sent out those really vague tweets that were supposed to be from an anonymous account that ended up being from his account. In an interview that he did the day after it happened that's now been reported in a magazine, GQ magazine, to be exact. He said he had just woken up from a nap, and he was kind of in a daze. So that was his reasoning for screwing up and posting those tweets.
No, that's whatever, dude. It
doesn't help him out a lot.
You can just admit, just be like, I was high.
Would that be a good idea?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Then my troll is Mike Bassick, who this morning in the crosstalk with Sean and RJ just wasn't having any of it.
Mike, what about you?
I don't know. Great answer, right?
Excellent, excellent work.
Did
there,
you
Mike.
Read it?
I got the cliff notes from Gavin.
Okay. Jeff, what did you think of the camera angle last night?
I liked it.
Mike, did you watch or did you get the cliff notes version?
Cliff notes version.
What'd you think?
I didn't even notice when I watched the 5 minutes of the football.
Wow.
It goes on.
Would you like to talk about the...
Mike's going to be in good shape today, boy.
What did you do last night? What did you do yesterday?
I had baseball practice. Uh-huh. Then I talked to my wife. Then I went to bed.
Good God.
Wow.
He wasn't feeling too well, but it just came off.
I was going to say, he sounds like how I feel right now. Oh, my gosh.
You're not feeling well, buddy?
Yeah, we've had this conversation off air. Yes, I'm not feeling well.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Oh, shut up.
Are you sick?
Okay. No.
You tired?
I'm not sick.
Are you sick and tired?
I don't believe I ever get sick. I have a superhuman immune system.
If you just believe that you're not sick, does that work?
Dude, I know you're joking about that.
My wife is a huge believer.
I really believe that you can get your white blood cells going. Like, if you fire up, you can be like, come on, guys, let's go. And you can, like, Hulk up and just... start getting really animated, and you can fire up your white blood cells, and they will overtake the sickness.
Well, so why aren't you doing that right now?
Man, yeah. You're right.
Because
I'm going to try to do that.
Fire him up, dude.
Kevin looks like he feels a little poopy.
Come on, white blood cell, let's go!
Woo! Is that what you say to your white blood cells?
Yeah, it's usually internally. Like, I usually don't say it out loud because they're connected to me. They know what I'm thinking.
Okay, all right.
Dude, the things in your body are connected to you. That's just common sense.
Oh, my God.
Not in, like, a human centipede connection kind of way. I mean, like, they're inside of you, so they know what you're thinking.
What?
Whatever. Y'all are going to try to turn this into something it's not.
What do you think it is?
What I think it is the things that are inside of my body right now know what I'm thinking and how I'm feeling.
How'd they get there?
What is so complicated about that?
Oh, let me ask you this question. When you talk to them, do they have names?
No. So that would be silly.
The things inside of you don't have names?
No.
Okay, so they're just nameless, faceless things.
Like your liver and your kidneys, not like whatever y'all are talking about.
So not people?
No, or big purple things, or none of that, okay?
You have nothing inside you right now that's purple.
I don't think so.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I will say with confidence, there's nothing purple inside me right now.
Isn't the liver purple?
I mean, it's pretty
purple. Okay, I will say with some... whatever. God, this show's so dumb.
Hit the button. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.